You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jay. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, here with you. All our bets for tonight are on the way. Well, Celtics, Bucks, pretty good tonight. We got some good stuff going on in the world of sports. Major opening day, Major League Baseball, got some more bets to give out there. Only a couple more games over the course of the night tonight, but we'll give you bets for them in the Power Hour, final hour of our program. But for now, ooh, Rangers first five cashes officially. Winner. Yes.
4:10 starts tonight too, I think, in baseball for you night owls out there. That used to be me. Tyler will definitely be up watching all four of those games.
I used to love staying up and watching West Coast back in my early 20s. I used to love it. I used to, the amount of sports that I still love sports now. It's just like, you know, there's other things in life kind of get in the way. It is what it is.
Wait till you have about, kids. Excited to watch these NBA playoff doubleheaders every night. I'm excited to watch the late game in its entirety the next morning, which is
fun. Happening.
Right. It's great. So you enjoy the game so much more.
Last night, my fiance says, is there a show that we can watch together? Like, let's see if we can find something to watch. So like we go on like Hulu, whatever, a couple of streaming platforms, whatever. We settle on Netflix. You ever watch Love is Blind? It's now like season 4. You familiar with the show?
I watched the trailer because I'm in Drive to Survive right now. So every time I go on Netflix, that's like the number one or number two show that comes up.
So for people that don't know, the concept of it's hosted by like Nick and Vanessa Lachey, and they're like barely on the show. It's like very funny. It is ludicrous. Like imagine like signing up for this and like your intention is like actually sincere and not just to become famous. Mm-hmm. You have like you spend 2 weeks like living with like members of like your sex, right? So like you live with like, if you're a man, like you live with the men, woman, you live with the other women, right? And you date like 15 other people, except you don't see them. You just talk to them. Like you're on both sides of a room and you basically have a series of conversations. And after like 2 weeks, you decide if you want to like get engaged based off like these tons of conversations. People are like falling in love after a week. They haven't seen each other yet. And it can be really, really cringy. And then they have to, like, when they get into the real world, they have to decide if they're actually going to get married or not. Spoiler alert, like, most of them don't. Duh.
Yeah, shocker that, when I have all the information, it's actually a terrible idea to marry this person. Who'd have thunk? Yeah.
Mets take the lead.
That's so unfortunate. Fun.
But it was actually, like, not bad. Like, it wasn't that cringy. Like, I watched the first couple episodes of Third Last House. It was actually pretty good. I would actually, like, recommend it, believe it or not.
What was like the best part of the episode?
I would say that the likable people are all very likable.
Okay.
And the people that they, and like, it's like when Joe Pantoliano eats the steak in the Matrix, and he goes like, "I know that the steak isn't real, but like, F it, right. Like ignorance is bliss," and he loves the steak. Like, I know that the producers of the show are trying to get me to like this person and dislike this other person, and I know that that's what they're trying to do. And I don't care because it's so good. Like, the people that are likable are very likable, and you want to root for them. And the people that suck, you want to root against. This was my experience, at least. And I'm pretty jaded for the most part. Like, I see through this stuff, and I'm like,
not getting double-crossed. Yeah, hopefully you don't get double-crossed in that situation.
Well, I would say hopefully I do get double-crossed. I feel like I would, like, respect that if they were able to double-cross.
Oh, if there was a double-cross and actually the person was, like, just a terrible person and you rooted for them the whole time, you got double-crossed?
I would be like, wow, like, they fooled me. Like, I would think that was cool. Because, like, I feel like it's hard to, like, fool me at, like, the age I'm at now. Because I feel like we've watched so much. Like, we have a background working in television. Like, we know how this stuff goes now.
Is there a double... This is going to change the subject a little bit, but not really, because it's about double crosses. Is there a double cross in the NBA game tonight? When you saw that market for Celtics-Bucks...
Let's see what it is.
How is Milwaukee not way good?
Yeah, Milwaukee -2.5. So you're saying the double cross is
because they're on the second night of a back-to-back. Like, the number's short because they're on the second night of a back-to-back. That's why the number's short. But, like... Is it a double cross where, like, oh, so I should bet Boston? And it's like, no, you should actually just bet Milwaukee on the second night.
Milwaukee, for all intents and purposes, like they don't clinch the one seed, but they, like, for all intents and purposes, they do with a win.
Right. The reason why you would be downgrading a team second night of a back-to-back is, like, there's, like, over the course of a season, there's, like, an identifiable difference in how teams play in those two spots. Okay, like, this is kind of a unique situation. This is, like, one of their games of the season to get the one seed, which, by the way, was a seed that they completely botched last year and, like, gave up, basically. And they're like, oh, we don't care about seeding. Who cares where we go in the conference finals? Like, I actually have to go to Boston. Or conference semifinals, excuse me. It's like, I actually have to go to Boston. I mean, they're obviously all in for the game. I don't know. The number just seems crazy. Boston hasn't been playing very well. Milwaukee's playing awesome. Game is... A-plus effort for both teams. It's, like, absolutely a game of significance. And then, I mean, numbers, like, less than probably what the home court advantage is in the game. Seems weird.
Is the double cross in your head?
What? The double cross would be, like... So, like, if there was just organic handicap, you'd be like, I like Milwaukee, the number's short. Then you'd be like, well, actually, but everybody thinks that, so you should actually bet Boston. And then the double cross is you go back to Milwaukee again.
Oh, okay, got it.
Because, like, Boston's like the contrarian. Boston's like the, like, oh, like, oh, to only 2.5. That means they're gonna win. Like, that's like the classic gambling content conversation. And then the double cross is like, no, actually, just the side that seems obvious is actually the right one.
So like, it's double cross tonight.
I think it's a double cross, and Miami's just gonna cover.
Or Milwaukee. You said Miami.
Oh, I did? Milwaukee. I have a bunch of teams on my screen right now. Oh, I know why. And one of them is the Marlins. Yeah.
Who are losing 5-3.
How do I pronounce this reliever's name? JT. Finish that sentence.
Chargo.
Is that really what it is?
No, but it's Chargois. Chargois?
Is it ever like Gua? That would be amazing.
Yeah, Chargois.
Jake and Tyler definitely know how to pronounce this guy's name.
I think Jake does. Jake, how do you pronounce this guy's name, this reliever for the Marlins right now?
It is Chargois.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Nice steak, medium rare. Fine bottle of Chargois. Wash it down.
or like the Chargois would go on top of the steak.
Oh, that's true. What would you like? Peppercorn? Blue cheese? No, some Chargois, please.
A little Chargois.
Yeah, Chargois of the highest quality.
Did we do Kansas? We didn't do Kansas City yesterday, right? For win totals in the NFL.
Sure didn't. We're only about 10 behind right now. That's good.
We've only got 6 months to go.
You want to put him in the tournament of champions resuming in June?
and countless hours of content between now and then. If you couldn't tell, 4 hours is a long time to be on the air every day. When you don't take phone calls. Kansas City. The reigning defending Super Bowl champion, win total of 11.5.
Mm.
-110 both ways. Obviously, Kansas City is going to be, it feels like to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl every year now, as long as Mahomes is still there. Andy Reid's less important, but Reid is back as well. Juju's not there, but like, who cares with the receiving core they won the Super Bowl with last year? Kelsey's going to be back. Also, just as an aside, I don't know if you saw this, Ken, or if our listeners and viewers, if you guys have seen it. The video from the Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce podcast that was like on the like circulating social media today, where Travis Kelce is looking at the annual NFL annual meetings earlier this week, the annual photo taken of all the head coaches, and Travis Kelce is trying to name all the head coaches in the league, or at least what team they coach, is ridiculously funny. Like, love he doesn't it. Know who like half of them are. It's no clue who any of these guys are. Like, Arthur Smith is like, never seen this guy in my life.
Even the two Eagles coordinators, I know they were in the Super Bowl against them, but like, I couldn't pick, I don't know what Jonathan Gannon looks like. I have no idea.
I do now just because like I've seen, I watched the press conference with them, right, but I didn't before for sure. But like, yeah. But like they play the Raiders twice this year. He looks at Josh McDaniels and goes, who the F is this guy? No idea who Josh dork. McDaniels was.
Yeah.
Who's this fat faced MF-er?
Right. Actually, you don't need to know who he is because he might not. Is he going to be the coach of the team at the end of the season? I don't know. How many closed door meetings we're going to have this year?
Maybe not.
Six.
And it's also, you know what's going to be great? Like at the end of the year when Jared Stidham.
Maybe I have the door open.
When Jared Stidham is starting for the Broncos over Russell Wilson and he beats the Raiders at like the end of the year is going to be awesome. Yeah. Like I'm being dead serious. Like that's actually probably going to happen. Like I almost like want us to go back and like mark this. We can go back and play it during the season when it happens. Cause I think Stidham is going to start games this year for the Broncos. If like Russ is bad, they're going to play Stidham. Peyton loves him. It's like talking him up at the meeting. It's like what an important under the radar signing this was. Anyway, Kansas City's win total this year, Ken, 11.5. Obviously super high, but they've got Mahomes, et cetera. -110 either way. What do you think, Kansas City win total?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Ooh, man. I mean, anytime Mahomes is the quarterback, the team's going to get a ton of credit in the market in every single game that they play. So the win total always has to be really high. You almost can't make the schedule tough enough for the win total to not be at least like 11, 11.5. And this one's not particularly easy. I mean, no AFC schedule is really going to be easy, right? Until we know, like, after a few games, who's bad or not. But just going by, like, team rating or how the teams have performed so far. Obviously, you have the six division games. And we'll see what Vegas ends up being. But, like, the two games against Denver figure to be particularly difficult. The Chargers games. So, like, you know, we know about the AFC West, though. The cross-match divisions are NFC North, where it's like, okay, there's no tanking team, but they're also, the Chiefs are a big favorite over all four of those teams. Like, there is not a worrisome team in the group. So it's almost like four really close to, like, slightly less against Detroit, I guess, but four pretty identical point spreads, and Chiefs are favored in all of them. AFC East is the AFC cross-match division. So that's pretty tough. Obviously, like, could have drawn the South, and you didn't. And then the extra game is the Super Bowl rematch against the Eagles, which the Chiefs will host. And we don't know the dates, obviously, of any of these games because the schedule hasn't come out yet, but we know all the opponents. So it's like, it's definitely not an easy draw. Oh, and playing the first place schedule. So they draw Cincinnati and Jacksonville as the two. So it's like, you know, I mean, what are like the walkover games
Buffalo,
on the schedule?
Obviously. Which you mentioned because they play the division.
Well, it's part of the AFC East, but to your point, absolutely. Yes. What is, like, the largest point spread game on their schedule is home Vegas, like, for sure, right? Or I guess it could be they host Chicago. That might be the largest spread game on the schedule.
That's double digits.
And is the number bigger? The number is bigger for Chicago. Well, we just don't know. Chicago is such an unknown, I guess. But I think the number is bigger for the Bears, probably. There aren't a lot of walkovers, I guess is my point.
What's the number against Vegas at home? 9?
Well, it was like 7.5 last year, right?
On that Monday night game early in the season. It was like week 5 or whatever.
10? I don't know.
I think probably less than, like, I was going to say like a little less than 10, like more than 7, less than 10.
Yeah. So I guess I feel like we've done every team and that there hasn't been a team yet where it's like, man, I love this win total. And I don't know if that's going to happen in a lot of these cases. There are a few that I think are more interesting. I guess we just haven't gotten to them yet. I think Washington has the potential to be interesting. We did them yesterday.
How about we do one that I think could be interesting in this division? We'll skip the Chargers. And maybe we think the Chargers are interesting too. But I know that you're going to find this next one interesting because when we talked about this team after they hired their now new head coach, Sean Payton, we guessed that the win total might be 10 for the Broncos. It's 8.5 minus 110 either way.
Yeah.
And Denver feels like a team that kind of falls under that umbrella where if Russ is bad again, they're going to win like 6 games. But if Russ is good, they could win like 12 games, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're... So NFC North, it's the same cross match divisions, right? So it's AFC East, NFC North. They draw. Oh God. So they draw Houston and Cleveland. Cleveland's not like you would, I guess you would want Baltimore because you think Lamar is not going to be on the team, I guess, but Houston. And then is this really true? Their bonus opponent is Washington. They drew Washington and Houston of like the teams that are unique to them.
They were bad last
year. I don't know if this question even matters, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Is it gonna be like a consensus opinion that the over is a good idea?
No, because of Russ.
Because of Wilson. It's almost like when to bet this. Yeah, I do. I like the over. This is my favorite one of the 5 teams that we've done so far, or 6.
We'll explore this a little bit more on the other side. The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I think how about this? 8.5's wrong. How about that? Denver, Chargers, Raiders coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.